It's Monday, the 11th of May, day 51. It seems amazing to say it, but LinkedIn was founded 17 years ago this month. It's basically a service for what people in business call networking. But in practice, it seems mostly to be about posting your CV in the hope that someone who's seeking to hire workers will see it and perhaps offer you an interview. In the early days, there used to be a joke. When somebody proudly told you that they were on LinkedIn, the standard response was, "I didn't know you were looking for a job." But that was then, and this is now. Since 2016, LinkedIn has been owned by Microsoft and is now a pretty big business, with nearly 700 million registered users in 150 countries. About 10 years ago, when it was clear that it was going to be big, I briefly joined LinkedIn because I wanted to write an Observer column about it, and I believe one shouldn't write about stuff that one doesn't oneself use. This is a bit like the principle Microsoft programmers used to have, the idea that one should always eat one's own dog food, as they used to put it. But having written the piece, and having no further use for LinkedIn, since I wasn't looking for a job, I then deleted my account, and that was that. Or so I thought. I then spent about 3 years trying to persuade LinkedIn to stop bombarding me with idiotic messages about job opportunities, invitations to post stuff, or recommend some total stranger for a job, and so on. And in the end, I concluded that the service was basically a spam house and instructed my email filters to treat it accordingly. And having done that, I stopped thinking about it. And there things rested until two things happened. The first was when we organised an open day for graduate students in my college who were interested in founding businesses. We arranged for a few of our alumni who had themselves started successful businesses, plus a few who were venture capitalists, to come to talk to the students. I sat in on some of the discussions and was struck by the fact that one of the first questions an advisor would ask a student was whether or not he or she was on LinkedIn. Only a minority were at the time, and they were given to understand in no uncertain terms that this should be rectified pronto. It seemed as though if you weren't on LinkedIn, the business world wouldn't think you were serious. The second jolt was the arrival of the coronavirus. As economies all over the world tip into recession, and possibly into depression, this year's generation of graduates will be facing an employment market that'll be tougher than anything since the 1930s. Looking for work in the coming few years, until we get this virus under some kind of control, is going to be pretty challenging. And this'll be true even for kids coming out of elite universities. They're going to find that they might not coast into good jobs with the ease that their predecessors enjoyed, unless they have master's degrees in machine learning or data science or nanotechnology or photonics or biotechnology. In which case, it might be prudent for them not to assume that the world will come flocking to their doorsteps like it once did. It'll be a time for them to discover LinkedIn, to polish their CVs, to read Mark Granovetter's 1973 paper on the importance of weak ties, and realise that in the post-pandemic world, what might matter more, paradoxically, is not so much what you know, but who you know. And a spot of network science might come in useful there.